Agencies have fewer employees under 30 years old than they have in the past 8 years. In 2014, the amount of millennials in the overall workforce hit 7%. Bob Tobias is professor of key executive leadership programs at American University, and he thinks one of the reasons young people are leaving the federal government may have something to do with organizational values. Bob, it's great to have you on the program as always. I continue to be struck by the fixation on the retirement wave when we have a quit rate among young employees who will need at some point in time to replace those folks is dramatically higher than the number of people who are retiring every month. What are you referring to when you're talking about organizational values? Thanks for being on, as always.
Well, thank you very much, Francis. Over 80% of employees who start in the federal government, including those under 40, say that they come to the federal government because they want to be involved in something larger than themselves. And so they pick an agency that has a mission that's compatible with their values. So, for example, if I'm interested in space travel, I want to be involved with an agency that's like NASA. And I want to work on a project that is consistent with my values. But then when I get there, oftentimes employees are assigned to work that they don't feel they're prepared for, that they don't like, that's incompatible with their values, and they leave. Because we work best when our values are aligned with organizational values. And to the extent there is misalignment, there is unhappiness, a lack of engagement, and ultimately departure.
How do you set up or develop a series of organizational values that are explicit and stated? Is it similar to coming up with like a mission statement or something like that?
Well, in my view, every organization ought to have their values and their mission and their vision identified. Certainly, it has to be consistent with the overall organization mission and values. But I think the agency that probably is that does the best with this approach is GAO. So when you get hired at GAO, you spend the first year rotating through several different organizations. And then at the end of the year, you and those people with whom you've worked decide where the best fit is. So that ensures that your values are consistent with the organizational values.
How much of a resource issue is that for agencies who are not happy with the fact that their resources, training budgets, and workforce sizes overall are shrinking?
Well, I think the question is, if I spend the money to hire someone, I spend the money to train them, and then 2 or 3 years later, when they're just starting to be productive, they leave, what does that cost compared to the cost of trying to find the right fit in the first instance so that your training is leveraged and you get a high return on your investment?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that that is a very logical argument, Bob. It just doesn't seem to be an argument that's happening right now, and I wonder what you think it would take to get that argument started. It sounds like we're back pointing our fingers at our friends in Congress again.
Well, maybe, but also, if I'm an agency, I have to take responsibility for how I onboard new employees. Do I take the care? Do I really understand who I'm hiring, what they're interested in, and assign them to that kind of a location? Or do I just assign them in my interest as opposed to their interest? And I don't think many agencies include that as part of their onboarding process. And so I think it's really on agencies to institute this kind of an effort.
We just have a minute or so left, Bob, but you point out something else in the note that you sent, that one of the potential problems here is I think the theory that you're advancing, the possibility that you're advancing, is right on target. The problem is, unfortunately, we don't really know if it's anything more than a theory, because right now the government is still not quite as good as it could be at collecting information from especially younger people who are leaving government as to exactly why they're leaving government.
Exit surveys would be an invaluable piece of data for every agency to have every time someone leaves. And you have to get that data before they're off the rolls, because once they're off the rolls, people don't respond to surveys. But if you can get that data before they're out the door, it would be a wonderful source of information to agencies, and I believe would support this theory that we're talking about today.